just had to check the date. It's 22nd of March, which means I've been working for the same organisation for 21 years and 3 days. You have to bear with me, I don't know where I'm going with this one, so let me pause a minute. So 21 years and 3 days ago, they gave me a set of coveralls, a palletizer, and told me to deliver pallets of food to 3 separate kitchens around a location. And I did that for quite a while, actually. I quite enjoyed it because there's no thought processes involved whatsoever. Well, there's no thought process involved in, like, you didn't have to think what you're doing during, as in the job. You could just potter around and have your own imaginings. So I carried on doing my art and stuff when I was doing that role. And then I moved into keeping records for vehicles, with their services and their mileages, etc. Then I became an accountant. And then I moved to a mail room in another location, and for some bizarre reason, quite enjoyed it there. And again, there was not a great deal of thought involved in it, so you could, you know, your brain power was your own, in effect. And then from there I moved into a section that ironically calculated reckonable service for one of the strategic defence reviews. I say ironically. And then I became a pensions administrator, and then moved to the location I'm at the moment, where I went and hunted down missiles. And then counted bullets, and then moved into the role that I'm doing now. So that's a brief summary of 21 years and 3 days service, should one say. So at the moment I'm a little confused in where I'm going with A, this audio boot, and B, my career, because the big word redundancy is on the horizon for a lot of us, 25,000 of us to be precise, and I'm not sure if I'm one of them or not, so I've got choices to make. There is the opportunity to go for voluntary early redundancy, or wait and see if they colour code my job, as in colour code what they're doing at the moment, is they are going through all the jobs throughout the organisation and giving them colour codes. Red for staying, amber for, not sure, green for, you're definitely going, son. So I was hoping to find out if I was colour coded today or not, because it would make the decisions a little bit easier for me. Because if you go for voluntary early redundancy, you get a slightly bigger payout than if you're actually just made redundant. But I suppose a lot of people missed in the news that they'd actually changed the payouts for redundancies. It used to be 3 times your annual salary, but now for this round of redundancies, they're only going to give you 21 months of salary, which isn't really enough to tempt anyone to go and apply for voluntary. I mean, I'd apply for it if I knew that within 21 months I could get a job, but that's the problem, is because I've been working in the same organisation for such a long amount of time, I've actually not got any transferable skills to the outside world, so there's a lot of depressed and very low morale in our organisation at the moment. And it's a bit of a bitch going into work and seeing, you know, everyone's got scared looks on their faces, etc. Because it's not just me going through it. As I say, there's probably 25,000 of us that will be going. But unfortunately, I don't care about the other 24,000, 25, or whatever. I can't count today. It's messing with my head. I currently care about just my situation. I know there's bigger things going on in the world, but unfortunately, I've got a mortgage to pay, etc., etc. So that's where I'm at the moment. I'm confused and, well, I don't know where I'm going, As I say, I don't know where I'm going with this audio boo, and it won't make any sense to anybody, but as the great Mark Spoff used to do, hit record and engage mouth, just let it all out. So I've got a funny feeling that, I don't know, this is the thing, I can't make a decision now, because I mean, even though that's what I wanted to do today, I actually wanted to make a decision. Fucking hell. So, I don't know, I'm just tempted to just put in the paperwork and say, yeah, stick me in for it. As I say, I would like to know the colour code before I do, because if the job's safe, I might as well stay doing it, because I don't know. It's easy doing what you know, I suppose, isn't it? But, ooh. Nobody ever said life was easy.